All right, a pleasure to have you back with us. What a summer ahead of baseball. This is going to be so interesting, the trade deadline coming up, the All-Star game. It was great having Bill Madden on, talking about the Yankees and the Mets and everything we've covered today. There's a lot of baseball ahead. This is a good time of year for baseball, and it's the time that baseball's got to do something. They've got the forum to themselves. There's no NBA right now, I guess, other than the Summer League. NFL hasn't started yet. The NHL is defrosting. So it is baseball's time, and there's a lot of good stories ahead, and we'll see how the Giants fit into that. All right, pleasure to bring in Steve Gilbert. He covers the Diamondbacks for MLB.com, among doing many other wonderful things in the community. Steve, nice to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. There's not a lot of frost out here in Arizona today. It's 113, so there's a lot of defrosting going on for sure here.
Well, that's good. It's only 109 at my house, so I'm gonna enjoy the backyard. Boy, let me tell you, we got to see the Diamondbacks last week. They took two or three from the Giants and really got a little bit of a flavor of the Diamondbacks. And now, of course, the Rockies are there, and it looks like a different team. What will we see starting on Monday? Any changes? And tell me where you see the Diamondbacks sort of over this past week.
Well, your guess is as good as mine, Marty, because they looked really good against the Giants in taking two out of three, but kind of rebounding after a tough trip to Denver. And then they came out, you know, they lost that final game to the Giants and then came out and lost the first two games of the Rockies series. And Torrey Lovello was about as unhappy as I've seen him in his years managing the Diamondbacks after that second loss to Denver. They got a win yesterday, but they lost two out of the first three to the Rockies after looking good against the Giants, and I think he's still trying to figure out too why sometimes his team looks good some days and other series not so good.
I know the All-Star team I think is going to be announced today, and I don't know if it's been announced already. I haven't checked, but the Diamondbacks have a reliever that they're pushing. I know Joe Mantha applied to possibly get on the All-Star team. You think that'll happen? And if not, who will be their All-Star?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know how they do that in terms of, you know, when they sit down to look at this, I'm assuming they'll do it. The Diamondbacks will only get one All-Star, and then it becomes a positional thing. Do they have some, you know, a spot in the bullpen? Then maybe it's a guy like Joe Mantha apply, a guy like Christian Walker. Is certainly deserving with some of the power numbers he's put up, but first base is a pretty crowded position. I would have said possibly Zach Gallen at one point. He's had a rough couple outings here, so maybe that takes him out of consideration. So every team has to have one. So, you're looking at one of those guys as being a possibility.
Well, Mantiply did not pitch well against the Giants, and we will see, I'll guarantee you we're going to see him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in some form. So maybe you could just educate us a little bit about Mantiply, because, look, he was fabulous until the Giants got hold of him.
Yeah, he really has been for them. I think he's only been scored upon in three of his 34 or 35 outings this year. Just one of those left-handers that is good at getting right-handers out as well. He's got a nice little changeup that he can throw to right-handers and enough of a cutter to kind of get inside on the right-handers as well. So he's been a huge part of their bullpen, somebody that they signed to a minor league deal as a free agent a couple years ago and saw him for the first time last year, liked what they saw, brought him back this year, and he's been their most consistent arm in the bullpen by far.
Well, Arizona's down at, of course, the bottom of the West, along with Colorado. And, look, everybody's chasing the Dodgers here. But the trade deadline is coming up. And you look at Arizona, they've got to be sellers, I would imagine. Bumgarner pitched another nice game yesterday. And, look, he's good, 5-6 innings. He's still a pretty tough – he's Bumgarner. You know, he's that guy out there. David Peralta, maybe Melanson. Who else could be available, and what do you think they're going to do?
Well, I think, you know, you hit a couple of those guys that could be available. I think, be fun to see Madison Bumgarner pitch in the postseason again. I know Giant fans would not be happy to see him pitching for somebody else in the postseason, but be fun to see him pitch in the postseason again. I think Ian Kennedy, he had this little blood clot in his calf, but that seems to be going to be right back here in the next week or so. So he'll have a chance to show how healthy he is before the trade deadline. So he's another possibility of somebody that they could move. They could make a surprise, and one of the things that, Mike Hazen's done since he's been here is kind of used the trade deadline as a way to get a head start on the offseason. So, you know, he could end up making a move to maybe move a left-handed bat to try to get his lineup a little more right-handed heavy for next year. Right now they have a lot of lefties, and they could use a little bit more balance, so that's a possibility. But I think, you know, Madison Bumgarner certainly is somebody that would appeal to some teams. I think Melanson could be. He's got to, you know, put together some more good outings here. Of late, he's been pitching a little bit better, but he had some struggles early in the year. So those are kind of the main names, I think. You won't, you know, see them trade any prospects away at the deadline. They're just not real big fans of doing that. So I think, if anything, they're going to be sellers, maybe even buyers in the sense of, you know, trying to realign their outfield just a little bit.
You know, I was thinking about Dansby Swanson today, just talking to Bill Madden, of course. He was talking about Swanson and Riley, maybe the best left side in the National League right now. Dansby Swanson was a Diamondback at one point.
He was a Diamondback, and boy, that's a sore subject with a lot of Diamondback fans. He was the number one overall pick for the Diamondbacks in 2015, and then was traded away that offseason. By Dave Stewart and Tony La Russa when they went to get Shelby Miller to kind of be behind Greinke in that rotation. So that's a deal that has kind of haunted the Diamondbacks a little bit. So yeah, that's not something that the Diamondback fans like being reminded of, for sure.
No, but I thought of it today, and Dansby Swanson, obviously, I think he's going to be – I think Turner's the starter, but I'm sure Swanson will be on the All-Star team as well. Steve Gilbert is with us.
They traded away Jazz Chisholm a couple of years ago too, so they could have had a double play combination.
That's right.
But they did get Zach Allen in that Chisholm trade, so they did okay in the Chisholm trade. The Dansby Swanson trade, not so much.
Well, Merrill Kelly we saw, and he's always tough on the Giants, and he had a two hitter through six innings, and things fell apart on him on Wednesday. He's going to pitch on Monday, so we'll see him. Then on Tuesday, and I want to hear about Dallas Keuchel, because he's going to pitch against the Giants. And Dallas Keuchel, of course, we remember his glory days, and, you know, he was so good. But now this Dallas Keuchel, the numbers are not pretty. Tell me, Steve, what can we expect out of Dallas Keuchel?
His first two outings were not good. His last outing against the Rockies, he had a little bit of a rough first inning and then settled in and got him through seven innings. It was a pretty impressive performance by him. Brent Strom seems to be kind of a miracle worker sometimes. And he's done a nice job with Keuchel. Of course, he worked with Keuchel in Houston during those glory days that you speak of for Dallas. And so he knows him better than anybody, and he's got Dallas throwing. What he likes to see is Dallas throw some more what he calls top-shelf cutters, which is cut fastballs at the top of the strike zone. So he wants to see him throw a little bit more up in the zone and use his changeup then away, down and away. And he thinks that'll make him even more effective. So some of those changes seem to really help his last start. Again, I don't know, you know, you never know from start to start, but he showed better in his last start than what he did in his first two.
All right, we'll see him on Tuesday night. Now, I wanted to bring this up. You do a wonderful thing where you have a daily thought that you send out to people, and they can. You'll tell us how people can subscribe to it. I get it. I think it's wonderful. Just briefly, how does that work?
Well, Marty, almost 10 years ago, I sent out a notice to friends saying if anybody wanted a positive quote and thought for the day, Monday through Friday, via email, just let me know. And I had 33 friends sign up, and I thought that was just going to be my way of, you know, doing a nice thing for my friends. And then it kind of started getting forwarded all over the place, and now I've got 3,000 people on this list.
Wow.
So it's the best thing that I do. It's the thing I enjoy the most. I get a lot of good feedback on it. It's just kind of my way of putting a little more positivity out there into the world, which I really feel like we could use these days. And if people want to email me at winyourday@gmail.com, winyourday@gmail.com. And it's just my way of just, there's no advertising, there's no spam. It's just a brief thought for the day. stay away from religion and politics, and just try to keep it something, a good thought for people to start off their day.
Well, I really enjoy it. I absolutely enjoy it. Win your day.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Marty.
No, no, come on. It's terrific. You do a great job. Well, we'll see the Diamondbacks in here for three. Then the Diamondbacks and Giants again at the end of the month. So it's going to be a lot of Diamondback Giants, and we'll see where this thing goes. But a good summer ahead, so I appreciate, as always, having you on. Always good to see you and Nick and be part of what's going on in Arizona.
Always good to see you too, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That is Steve Gilbert, MLB.com, that he covers for the Arizona Diamondbacks. winyourday@gmail.com. That is absolutely worth checking out. I get it every day, and I love the thoughts that he puts out. And it's always something that you can put into your daily life. And it's, you know, as he says, not political, not religious, or anything like that. It's just a way to look at life. All right. Well, more coming up. Kerry will be back with Adam Copeland. Bill's got the talk back today. It's Mackenzie Gore for San Diego. The velocity's down a little bit with him, but he pitched well against the Giants the first time. Alex Wood, he's got a lot of bullpen behind him, and we'll see how this works out, Giants-Padres today. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680-1045. Kerry back with us with Adam Copeland right after this.